What's going to happen to the border, in your judgment, in the event of Brexit?
Nothing. Nothing. I don't think there's any appetite, either on the British side or on the Irish side, to having a land border that is manned and that will be an obstacle to trade and travel and all the things that have happened over the last 20-odd years, William. So my suggestion is nothing will happen to the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland at all.
Follow-up question to that. If we go to Brexit, if we have the common travel area, nothing happens to the border, no passport checks, no commercial checks.
Nothing.
Doesn't that mean that then there's a route into the United Kingdom via the Republic which could increase immigration? One of the things that is a big concern for the Brexit side.
Yeah, no, it does. And the Brexit side have made this point again and again, that their big problem seems to be particularly immigration from Romania and Bulgaria, seem to be the bêtes noires at the moment. Yes, it means that there is a back door into the United Kingdom, but I think that common sense will prevail. I'm not envisaging anything more than a trickle of people going into the UK via this avenue. And the cost of borders and barriers between Ireland and Britain, just let's say Ireland and Britain do €1 billion of trade a week together, okay? We are Britain's fourth largest export market. It's extraordinary. Britain is our largest market after the United States. We take over 28% of our imports from the United Kingdom. So there is no feasible scenario you can paint that would make sense for either the British side or the Irish side to actually react to what might be a small border issue in terms of immigrants by closing the border. That would be total nonsensical.
Okay.
And again, will you, totally against the grain of everything that has happened, let's say, in our, almost most of our adult lifetime.